Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Iditarod is nearing the finish line in Alaska, despite what police call a deliberate assault on the famous 1,000-mile sled dog race this past weekend. Police say 26-year-old Arnold Demoski drove his snowmobile into two different dog teams, killing one dog and injuring two others. Demoski works for a local tribe in Nulato. He admits he was drunk. Here he is on KTUU television.
I just don't want people to think bad about me or this community. I embarrass my community and I embarrass my employer.
Alcohol is a big problem in the area. The Nulato Tribal Council put out a statement asking for prayers for all and recognizing the complex behavioral health issues in town. Jen Seavey is the wife of Dallas Seavey, who won last year. We spoke with him then. He's out on the course right now. So, Jen, how is the mushing community doing? One musher, Jeff King, lost a dog. The other, Allie Zirkel, was terrified.
Well, I think that we were all deeply impacted. Everybody, I think, was right there with Allie and feeling traumatized and there with Jeff and his grief over the loss of his dog, Nash. The problem is that this is not the first time that has happened, so it feels just a little bit like a broken record. And I think that there's finally going to be some action taken to hopefully get to the root of the cause of this unfortunate type of incident that is just becoming all too common on the dog trails.
Well, we understand that there are accidents because there are separate snowmobile or snow machine, as you call them, trails, and they can go, you know, up to 80 miles an hour on those separate trails. So there might be intersections and accidents, but police say this was deliberate, and so does champion musher Jeff King, whose dog died. Here's what he says.
It looked to be an act of reckless bravado, attempting to scare me or the dog.
When you say get to the bottom of this, what do you think is at the bottom?
Well, you know, there's some very dark social issues that the residents of these villages have been struggling with for generations. People are stepping up and people are starting initiatives. There's at least a half a dozen mushers racing in the Iditarod this year that are from these villages out here and that have grown up with this dysfunction. And they're beginning to ask for a change, because really at the bottom of this situation is a substance abuse issue combined with probably some mental health issues.
Yeah. You know, your husband told us that he thinks of the dogs as coworkers, and coworkers who all, you know, they're all depending on each other. You know, their lives are at stake when they're out there. It must have been devastating to hear that one was lost.
It is devastating, and it's devastating to the mushers if something bad happens to a fellow musher's dog team. You know, our dogs are all related, and we buy dogs back and forth, and Dallas is racing with a Jeff King dog in his team right now. And we really just feel a responsibility for every dog on the trail, not just our own. And when something like that happens, we're all just very thankful that, you know, as hard as it is to lose Nash, that Jeff is okay.
That's Jen Seavey, wife of Dallas Seavey, who's out on the Iditarod Trail talking about what police say was an attack on two mushers over the weekend with a snowmobile. Jen, thank you.
You're welcome.